This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, September 11. Witness. Compel everyone to join. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 14. When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told the servant, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in, so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.'" Let's return to a parable we looked at last week. We can reflect on this story through the lens of our call to witness. We are reminded in Jesus' parable that one of the most compelling pictures of the kingdom of God is that of a great feast. In fact, the Bible closes with a picture of a wedding feast. Jesus will return one day, and everything that is wrong will be made right. In Revelation 19, verse 9, we read, "The angel said to me, 'Write this: Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb.' The Lamb is Jesus, and the guests are all who have said yes to his invitation." Here in Luke, Jesus tells us that as we wait for that great feast, our call is to invite everyone who will come. This is the heart of Jesus' parable. He deeply longs for every seat to be filled. "Go," he tells his servants, in effect, "and brings in everyone you can find." And when the servants do that, and there is still room, he sends them out again. Think of the people you know who need to be encouraged by the beautiful news that God has a place for them at his table. The Lord has invited everyone. Won't you pass the word along? And how can you share the generosity that flows from all the goodness God has given you? Pray with me. Lord Jesus, fill me with so much gratitude and joy for being invited to your feast that I cannot help inviting others to come as well. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.